From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has stepped up the pressure on the U.S. Senate to renew key surveillance measures. The president is stepping up pressure on senators, which appears set for a political showdown Sunday when the Senate meets only hours before some key surveillance powers of the National Security Agency are set to expire. Mr. Obama strongly urged the Senate to act quickly to pass a House bill before three provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act expire. The president met with Attorney General Loretta Lynch at the White House Friday to discuss a range of issues, including the NSA measures. Before both chambers left for a one-week recess, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the USA Freedom Act. That compromise legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. Now, the debate over whether to renew some of the NSA surveillance powers is cutting across the usual political divides. The American Civil Liberties Union and Tea Party Patriots are both calling for the Senate to let the provisions expire. Controversial International Football Federation President Sepp Blatter was re-elected to another four-year term Friday, just days after the governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. Addressing the 65th FIFA Annual Congress in Zurich, Switzerland, Blatter promised to elevate the organization from its current state of affairs.
But now, and I have said it before, I take the responsibility to bring back FIFA. With you, we do it. We do it. We do it. And I'm convinced we can do it.
This is VOA News. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist designating the communist country as a state sponsor of terrorism in another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between the two nations. Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro in April, U.S. President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list as the two countries head toward opening diplomatic missions in Washington and Havana. Three countries remain on the State Department list as state sponsors of terrorism: Syria, Iran, and Sudan. An Islamic State jihadist dressed as a woman killed three people when he blew himself up Friday at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials claim to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said it was responsible for the bombing and that the militant, described as a soldier of the caliphate, managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Saudi authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. Last week, 21 worshippers were killed and dozens more wounded in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Qatif on the Gulf Coast. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot dead at least 20 bus passengers late Friday. The incident happened in violence-hit Baluchistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses in the remote Mastung district. They seized 35 passengers. The buses were traveling to the southern port city of Karachi from the provincial capital of Quetta. The death toll from a massive heat wave in India has risen to more than 1,800 people. Most of the victims of the dizzying temperatures have been in the southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Temperatures have hovered around 43 degrees Celsius and higher for more than a week. Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, says his country cannot claim victory over the militant group Boko Haram without rescuing schoolgirls kidnapped from the town of Chibok last year. Mr. Buhari said in his inaugural speech Friday that the 219 girls must be rescued. He called Boko Haram a mindless, godless group far removed from Islam. Mr. Buhari succeeds President Goodluck Jonathan. He is the first Nigerian to defeat a sitting president in popular elections. On Wall Street, some bad news about the U.S. economy sent stock prices lower. The S&P 500, the Dow, and the Nasdaq were all down. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.